This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.
Hey everybody, this is Brendan Creswell.
Hi guys, I'm Taryn.
And this show is me and my mates. And me and Taryn, we're good mates, eh Taryn?
Absolutely. So we've known each other pretty much all of our lives.
Our show is going to be about disabilities, talking to people with disabilities, our lives with disabilities.
Our show is about talking to people with disabilities, how they get on in life, and pretty much our goal is to, you know, help inspire people, maybe educate people on disabilities and yeah. But pretty much, you know, inspiring people and helping people who are going through similar situations or who have disabilities, who are going through a hard time too. You just know that they're not alone.
Yeah, and to help them see that even though we do have some problems, we are no different than anybody else.
Yeah.
And we've got to look for the positives in our lives.
Absolutely.
And not the negatives.
Yeah.
Hey everybody, this is Brennan Creswell
and Taryn Wallace
with me and my mates, and hope things are going all good for Roddy. Things going all good for you, Taryn?
Yeah, things are going pretty good for me. What about yourself?
Yeah, pretty good. Did you go to the Cobb & Co thing on Monday night?
Yes, I did. Yeah, did you? I didn't see you there.
No, I won't say what I thought because it's on the radio, but you know, I had a reason for, well, an opinion as to, which I won't say, but you know, as to why I shouldn't go.
Okay, no, that's cool.
But yeah, but I heard it was quite good. So.
It was, yeah, it was really good. Yeah, so this is a group that both Brendan and I attend, the Christian Fellowship for Disabled group, which I think we've mentioned a few times here on the show. They had their Christmas dinner on Monday night, which I attended. So, yeah, right. And it's quite crazy actually thinking that we are talking and even doing things now related to Christmas. It is coming up to that time of year again. It's just gone so fast. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's getting closer and closer.
It is, yeah. So we kind of thought today we would mention about perhaps the possibilities of Christmas shopping and our ideas on, you know, starting Christmas shopping earlier rather than later, if you like.
Yeah, because you see so many people like the day before Christmas or something, yeah, in shops trying to get things and all the stuff's run out, and it's like, well, my theory is I've already bought three of them and it's still a few weeks till Christmas, because I figure with the fact that with us on disability benefits and some of us not having a job, it's easier and in some ways probably cheaper to do it bit by bit, in other words, one or two a week over, you know, a few weeks or a month and a bit.
So you had a bit of a hack, didn't you, Brendan, of, as you said, just getting one or two gifts a week leading up to Christmas.
And then you just work out how many people you're buying for, and then try and divide that, basically. And if you end up, you know, getting some a little bit earlier, then all good. But my thing is that, you know, try not to rush it, but at the same time, try not to wait till the last minute either.
That's right, because you can always guarantee when the time comes around, when it's especially come December, everybody is going to be out doing Christmas shopping, and it's going to be so much harder, especially in this current climate of wearing masks and social distancing and trying to stay that 2 meters away from other people, I reckon it's just going to be so much harder once the time comes and everybody's going to have the same idea, everybody's going to be in the same shops at once.
And then also you get the groups that you're part of finishing up for the year, having the end of year parties and all of that, and that costs money too, which is, you know, another reason for how I see it like that. You get one or two presents a week and then means you can afford to go to all of that stuff, because if you spend too much money every week, then when that stuff comes up, you gotta go, oh, sorry, I'm broke.
Yeah, and it is that time of year where there is a lot happening. You know, we've got the gifts to buy, and then we have the Christmas dinners, which that usually costs a fair, you know, somewhat amount of money, depending.
It's not a cheap time of year, I'll say that.
No. So I think if you find that you do have a lot that you do, and it is that time of year and you feel like you've just got invites coming out of your ears, and I mean, especially if you're somebody like me who doesn't really want to get bowled over by tons of social events, I mean, it can be kind of hard, but you may have to choose
Which ones
want to attend, which ones you feel like, you know, you fit in the most, and the ones that you feel like you can afford, perhaps.
And it helps, you know, if you get plenty of warning as well. Like, sometimes some groups, you don't really get a lot of warning, or your mate, or maybe your mate's inviting you out, and it's like, done, I got this to go to, or, you know, I spent all my money because of this.
Yeah. And so I think it is a time as well where we have to be wise in a way. We have to be discerning to what we want to do and what we want to spend our money on.
Okay, we've got to go for a song break, guys. So. Welcome back, everybody.
That was Silent Skies by Seven Lions on Me and My Mates on Access Radio. Today we're talking about Christmas and Christmas shopping and all the things that come along with it, especially being in this COVID climate where things are a little bit different this year, I suppose, with regards to how we may be doing Christmas and Christmas shopping and...
Some good and some not so good.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a pain, but, you know.
So we've been talking about Christmas shopping, and Brendan had some really good hacks of how you can save money with Christmas shopping. And I think, you know, that's a really good... I know some people who actually... start their Christmas shopping earlier in the year, and I think that's also a really good idea if you have a big family to buy for, if you've got a lot of people that you need to buy for. And it's also a good idea to like take advantage of deals as well. If you find something that you find a family member would really like for Christmas, and I suppose even if it is, I don't know, August or July, but you think, oh, I think that they would really like that. I mean, if the bargain is there and you can grab it, I'd say, yeah, grab it while you can.
Yeah, like my thing is, if I'm not sure what to buy people, I just get vouchers, you know, like gift vouchers and all of that, and then they basically can choose what they want.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with vouchers.
So, like, probably 90% of what I buy people is usually gift cards for different places for that reason, because then they can choose their own. And it doesn't mean you buy them something that they go, oh, blimmin' so-and-so, I do not want that, or I don't like that.
And I mean, it's easy to think, oh, I wonder if they're gonna like this, I wonder if maybe they might be offended or they may not like it. I mean, you can always, if you feel that way, you can always keep the receipt as well, and they can always return it if, you know, well, it depends, I suppose, on what the gift may be. If you feel like, I suppose if it's something like an item of jewellery or clothing and you feel like maybe it's not quite their size, then it's always good to keep a hold of the receipt and and include it if...
And just leave a note. If you don't see them or something, just leave a note in there. If it's not the right size or the right colour, let me know and send it back and I'll swap it, something like that. You know?
But there's actually quite a few things that you can do. And I mean, I often love browsing around, even... I mean, I know Whitkills can be a little more pricey, but they've always got some amazing gift ideas. Then again, so does Warehouse. You can get so many wonderful things at the Warehouse that are actually really, really affordable. And and if you have access to online shopping and or you live near one, if you're if you're listening to this online outside of Taranaki, Kmart, they have some amazing gift ideas as well. And but if you don't have a Kmart, like we don't have one here, I often go on to Kmart online and get things.
Have you seen that calendar place that's gone up in Centre City?
Oh, that's back there, is it?
Yeah, there's so many cool calendars in there.
Oh, yeah.
All sorts of Pokemon, Harry Potter, heaps of them. Car ones.
Speaking of calendars, my auntie, her birthday is the 4th of January, so right after the new year. I bought her a calendar from there, a Johnny Depp calendar. She was so, so happy. It was so funny. As soon as she hung it up on her wall, she's like, "Hello, darling." Oh, it was so funny. I just had to laugh. I think that was the coolest thing ever, you know. I mean, it was something so, what's the word I'm looking for? I mean, something like that, something as simple as a calendar, you know, can have so much meaning to somebody, especially if it's their, you know, favourite actor or band.
Like, there's like heaps of cool car ones and that there. Mm. There's even The Simpsons. So those that are Simpsons fans, rock down there and grab a Simpsons one.
Yeah, I mean,
basically anything's there, you know, TV shows, there's Harry Potter, car racing, Pokemon.
Yeah, and I do believe they also have planners and diaries as well. I often get lost when it comes to, I mean, I'm the kind of person, I like to think that I can, I mean, I'm the most disorganized person ever.
I don't know about that. You seem okay to me.
Oh, I am, trust me. I kind of feel like sometimes, you know, planners and diaries do help. Some of the times they don't. But if you know somebody who is into keeping their day organized and perhaps writing this, keeping track of things, that's another great gift option as well, is calendars, diaries, and you can actually get some really affordable, really cute ones at the warehouse as well.
Yeah.
And even warehouse stationery got some really cute ones too.
Yeah, they've gone together with the warehouse at Bell Block.
Yes, they have.
Wonder why that happened.
I think the warehouse bought out warehouse stationery from what I heard. But I'm not 100% sure on that.
Yeah, well, it sounds like one of them bought out the other one.
Yeah, I think it might have been, I can't quite remember, but I know even they've gone together with Noel Leemings as well.
I didn't know that, but let's go for another song break. Enjoy.
I live for the rain, I live for the thrill of the feeling. I can't get out, don't ever let it stop. We walk on the edge, we love when nobody else dares to. We won't wake up, don't ever let it stop. Those of us that dare to breathe. We'll be right back.
everybody.
That was Mance and Where We Want To Be. I love that song. I've just played a couple of somewhat old school tracks, but I love those tracks. So today we've been talking about Christmas shopping, getting in early, getting the Christmas shopping done, and also ways on how you can perhaps save a little bit of money during this tough time as well.
Song Broke Me and Taryn have just been discussing how the warehouse in Bell Block has changed, and they've merged with Warehouse Stationery, so the whole place is a little bit different. And
yeah. And just before the song break, I mentioned that I think Warehouse Stationery was bought out by the warehouse, but apparently there's Warehouse Stationery, Noel Leeming's, and a couple of other places I can't quite remember, that are all part of the same group as the warehouse. So they're all in the same group. So that's, yeah, I think that's why.
But more variety to look at in the same building.
yeah. So yeah, we were talking about how it's going to take a bit of time to get used to, I suppose, the new layouts and stuff like that. But I mean, it's always a bit of, you know, it's always a nice challenge to try and navigate around. I mean, I quite like it when, you know, there's always new things to explore and new things to look at. So yeah, we've been talking about, you know, ideas for buying gifts and perhaps
making sure you give yourself enough time instead of rushing at the last minute and being broke.
Yeah, but not just that, but we were talking about how, like, I get so drained when my mum wants to just do all the Christmas shopping at the extremely last minute, and I go home and I could sleep for days. It's just all the people, all the noise, all the, like, I just get a bit overwhelmed. It's like you're just doing so much at once, and so I suppose to avoid all that overwhelm, and especially if you're not big on big crowds and lots of hustle and bustle, especially in this current climate, it's always a good idea to perhaps, you know, maybe try to get it done a little bit earlier. And if you feel like you can't do that, perhaps maybe a good idea would be to try and figure out a time where you feel like the stores won't be as busy.
Yeah, because a day or two before Christmas, everybody's out looking.
Oh, yeah. I find midnight, I think, the late night shopping as well is always good. I've been to the warehouse a couple of times in the late night, and I find it's not as crowded as it usually would be in the middle of the day.
But they open late at Christmas, do they?
A lot of stores do. A lot of stores, Centre City, I believe, stays open late at Christmas. Warehouse, I know a lot of places do stay open later during Christmas. So I suppose even a good idea is to somehow find out when a place that you want to visit has their least busy time, and perhaps
if you can get there too.
Yeah, if you're able to.
No good if the buses aren't running at midnight or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if there is a means, if you do have a means of getting there, especially if you're deciding to do late night shopping, especially if you're deciding to do late night shopping, to you find a means of getting there and back. And it actually is a lot of fun. I quite enjoy the late night shopping during Christmas. And so I think, did you want to mention as well, Brendan, about when it comes to buying gifts, and sometimes some people may not want anything, and there's different reasons of why that may be the case. See, my opinion around that is, if somebody says to you, you know, don't buy me anything, you know, I kind of feel like, you know, I have to respect that, because some people get embarrassed if you buy them something, especially if it's something a little bit more extravagant, if you like.
Like, you know, I don't mind that, but my theory around that is, okay, they might be okay with, you know, not getting anything. You might be all good if they let you know, oh, don't bother getting me anything. But then your or their family could be thinking, oh, you so-and-so, you got everybody else a present and not them. Yeah, what's wrong with you?
That is actually a really good point. If people think that you got everybody else a gift and not that one person, there might be a bit of speculation around that as well. You know, that is actually a very valid point.
Because I've already had like two or three people, you know, say that to me, or that I can get them their present after Christmas or whatever. But yeah, you know, I just don't really feel as though I can do that. That's why I try and start early for that reason, making sure you can get everybody. And because, yeah, you know, even if they say they don't want anything, I still want to get them something.
Yeah, I'm the same actually. Like, I feel like,
if I can.
Yeah. If somebody, you know, makes it absolutely clear that they don't want you to get anything because they can't afford to get you anything, then I respect that. But sometimes I just feel bad if I don't.
Yeah, that's basically exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us today, everybody, with me and my mates. And thanks to our sponsor, Life Skills Taranaki. Enjoy your Christmas, Life Skills, because we will.
We'll be back before Christmas, though. We just decided to do a show, but we will be back before Christmas.
Yeah, I'm just caught, being a smart.
But yeah, big ups to Life Skills. Thanks for, because without them, we wouldn't have a show. Yeah. So thanks, cool. Life Skills.
Plenty of shows yet before the end of the year. See ya.
Peace out.
This show was first broadcast on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM, thanks to New Zealand On Air.